Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here they are, the Queens from Ellettsville. It's neat when it's a first time or annual anything, let alone a WIC Conference Championship on the line tomorrow night for Gary Sims' Edgewood Mustangs. 13-8, East Division champions against the Northview Knights, who beat them in overtime earlier this month in Ellettsville. That's where tomorrow night's game will be played at 7:30, just like on the 5th of January. But in talking to head coach Gary Sims, well, you know, defense has carried them all season long, so hang a hat there on that and don't take it away.
That's what we've been able to do all year. We are a team that is not explosive on offense. We don't have anybody that's going to throw 20 down at any time. So we have to do it on the defensive end. First time we played Northview, got open looks. In fact, it was a double overtime game, and they only scored 38, but we only scored 34. And we moved the ball well. We didn't turn the ball over very much. But we have to hit our open shots, and that's going to be the key. The other thing we got to do is get to the free throw line. We only got to the free throw line six times against them the first time. But we're excited to be in it. This is a group of kids that have bought into doing as many little things as possible to win the game at the end. And we've had a lot of close games, but we're 13-8, and we won 13 games by doing things, you know, blocking it out and taking charges and getting deflections. And hopefully that will be enough to take care of it on Friday night. I think we're going to score more because I think we're going to make shots. So I'm excited. Our girls are excited. Let's see how it goes Friday night.
Well, yep, that's the scenario for the whole ball of wax tomorrow night, the 2016 WIC Championship for Gary Sims and the Edgewood Lady Mustangs. Tomorrow night at the Mustang Corral, tip-off will be at 7:30. Go Mustangs! I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, would you believe the first home game for J.R. Holmes' 19th-ranked South Panthers since the 22nd of December? It's the 85th renewal in the battle for the Old Shaven Mug against longtime rival Martinsville Friday night, who comes calling the Arties 9-3, a team, well, full of senior veterans, a team that's, well, focus its season on this particular year with five senior starters, a team who, well, disguises defenses superbly. So a game, as JR tells us, needs to be centered on a great degree of mental toughness.
We got to make sure we don't give them second chance points. We got to be able to recognize on the floor what they're doing defensively, because they switch between four or five different defenses. We got to have great mental approach to know exactly where we're supposed to go, and we have to have some great leadership and for to pull the ball back and say, all right, now they're here, this is what we're going to run. Now they're in this defense, we're going to run this. I only get five timeouts. I told them if they'd give me unlimited timeouts, I wouldn't need a point guard. I could call timeout every time down the floor and set something up. So, but you have to have kids on the floor taking that upon themselves to understand what they're doing when they're done.
Neither you or I were around in 1939, but actually that's when the two clubs start playing for the Old Shaven Mug. It's nice to play for a little thing that, you know, you've had great success in the mug game.
Yeah, we have. A lot of times we forget about it because you're supposed to take it to the game in case you get beat to present it when you have it. So I guess that's a good thing. If we don't take it, that means we just got to win the game so we can keep it and not have to do it. So we need to get that updated and make sure that that's something that continues between the two schools.
Well, it's all been updated, and JR's 16-3 the last 19 years, so he hasn't, and his teams have not given up the mug. 49-35 Bloomington, if you're counting in this series. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.